Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. That means we welcome in our buddy Ross Tucker. It's time for Tucker's Tape. And Ross, I'd say that Penn State did much better than expected with the Outback Bowl invite.
Yeah. You know, I got to be honest with you, Jim. I don't follow the bowl selection process that closely. But I had seen that people were saying they might be in Las Vegas or they might be in the Pinstripe Bowl or whatever. So I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, when I saw they were going to be in the Outback Bowl. It feels to me like Arkansas had a better year than them. I don't even know what Arkansas's record is, but it feels anecdotally that Arkansas had a better year than them. So I was surprised that Penn State got a New Year's Day Bowl, a Florida Bowl against a quality opponent like Arkansas. I got to tell you, it gets me a lot more excited about the bowl game than I otherwise would have been. I don't even know what the Las Vegas Bowl is, and the Pinstripe doesn't really excite me that much. You know, they're probably playing a lower ACC team or something, but to play an SEC West team New Year's Day, to have that to look forward to as I have a few daddy sodas the night before and I can sit there and eat something not healthy for me and watch Penn State, I'm pumped, man.
Same here, Ross. I found it really intriguing that every one of the experts, they put out the three bowls, like the Pinstripe Bowl, I guess Music City in Nashville, and the Las Vegas Bowl, which was going to start at 10:30 at night, which I hated that. But I actually read on a message board several days ahead of time, somebody had it, they put out Outback Bowl. And I think most people's reactions, no, where are you getting that kind of information? Well, there you go. The lesson there is read your message board. Sometimes they're so, right.
Here's my question, Jim. Do you know how it works? Like, do you know how it works? It seems to me like the Outback Bowl, like from afar, just decided, you know what? Penn State's got a bigger name, a bigger brand. Penn State will have more fans. You know, they're more talented, even though they lost some games and maybe they're behind in the standings of Minnesota or whoever. We want Penn State. We're taking Penn State. That's how it felt to me.
I believe you accurately described the process, Ross. I believe it goes, there's a pecking order and the bowl games get a choice. Now, I think the conferences might try to influence them, but it was just plain a business decision. The Outback Bowl decided, you know, Penn State's going to bring a bigger crowd down there. They're also going to bring a bigger TV audience than whatever the other Big Ten options were, what, Purdue or Minnesota or any of those kind of teams. So Penn State it is. It was a business decision. And a pretty nice matchup with Arkansas, like you said, a Southeast Conference school. By the way, they finished 8-4, very similar to Penn State. Some really good wins early. I guess they beat Texas and Texas A&M. Some really good wins, some close losses against good teams later. Like I said, sounds pretty similar to Penn State. So I think it's a fun matchup and one that I'm more interested in watching. But it does lead to some questions with the whole bowl game preparation that I want to put to you, Ross. First of all, how are these practices different leading up to a bowl game compared to that week-to-week grind?
They don't give as many reps to the starters. They want the starters to be able to heal up a little bit. You know, they will still have that, you know, week of prep where they try to make it as normal as possible before the game itself. But, and I think, you know, he's even said this, he being James Franklin, that it takes on a feel of spring ball a little bit. It takes on the feel of training camp. where it's invaluable practice time and development for the young players, a lot of whom have probably really just been on scout team up until that point. So, you know, there's always guys that pop this time of year, and maybe they get more time in the bowl game, or maybe they just put themselves in a much better position going into spring ball because of what they show during these next couple weeks. It is critical development time. There's three stars that go on to become all Big Ten All-American. There's five stars that never make it. Development matters. Getting better matters. Improving matters. And certainly, you're in a situation with bowl prep where you really get to focus on that.
Speaking of prep, though, for the bowl, things are going to be a little bit different for Penn State on defense. Brent Pry, defensive coordinator, took the Virginia Tech job. We just found out this week Poindexter, the safeties coach, is not taking the UVA job, so apparently he will still be around. How much does that change things in preparation for the defense?
Well, Poindexter will have his own spin on things. I'm assuming, I don't know that Franklin has said this, Jim, I'm assuming Poindexter will call the defense in the bowl game, but I don't know. I would think that Poindexter, I would love to get more information on what happened with UVA, whether they didn't want him or he, they're making it sound like he declined.
What I'm hearing or what I've read, one of the things that makes at least a little bit of sense that they said UVA wanted to keep the assistant coaches and not have Poindexter provide his own staff. And the other one was he was interested in UVA relaxing the academic standards a bit, which UVA didn't want to do, and that's why he turned it down. At least that was one article I read.
Well, those things matter. You know, I mean, that's why Brian Kelly's at LSU, the academic standards. It makes a difference, you know? Look who you're trying to compete against. Notre Dame never has the skill position, speed, and depth to really be able to beat Clemson and Alabama and Georgia in the college football playoff. At LSU, let's just say they don't have the same academic standards or restrictions as Notre Dame. And I think Kelly got tired of it. I think Kelly wants to try to win a national championship. You know, he's already the all-time winningest coach at Notre Dame. You know, he's already got a pretty good legacy there. Now he can add to his resume maybe winning a national championship as he came to the first basketball game with his family. I can't get over that. I mean, that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, so you move on and you look at, you know, Poindexter. That makes sense. You know, now that's tough to turn down your alma mater, but if they're not going to let you pick your own assistants and you know you can't get certain level of player, that really makes it hard. I mean, that really makes it hard. And so that makes sense. But Franklin hasn't said yet that Poindexter's like the full-time defensive coordinator, correct? I wonder if this is almost like a trial period for him.
It could very well be. And also, with Franklin, you don't want to name Poindexter defensive coordinator if 2 days later he's going to take the UVA job. So it's just this week that, and as we're recording this, no, Franklin, I don't think, has named anyone as the play caller for the bowl game. But how much does it change for the defense just having Brent Pry not there? How does that change their practices and their preparation?
I don't know who's coaching the linebackers. But other than that, I don't know that it changes all that much. You know, I think that you're in a situation where Poindexter is going to have his own little spin on how to call the defense. But I think they're in a good position that the language, the nomenclature, will be the same. It's not like Poindexter is going to change what he was calling. Everything's going to be called the same. All the calls, all of that stuff remains identical, other than Poindexter might call something differently in a certain situation than Pry would. So it's really good that these guys don't have to try to learn a whole new defense. They wouldn't have done that for the bowl game, period. But even if Poindexter becomes the full-time guy, they won't have to learn a whole new defense, which is really nice, really encouraging for those guys. The only differences are there'd be somebody different coaching the linebackers, and Poindexter's the guy in the front of the room talking to the defense, and, you know, he's got the joystick in his hand instead of Brent Pry. You know, he's the one playing the video game instead of Brent Pry.
And by the way, I hope whoever's coaching linebackers mentions to Brandon Smith, you should rap when you tackle. But that's another topic for another day. Ross, I'm going to appoint you advisor to several of the players on Penn State. And people like Jahan Dotson, Brisker, even Ibukiti, would you be saying to them, hey, you know what? You've done all you can. Perhaps it's time to skip the bowl game. With that in mind, by the way, Arkansas's top wide receiver has already opted out of this game. What would you be telling Jahan Dotson to do?
Whew. That's a tough call. I think I would give him the pros and cons of playing in the game. And ultimately, I think that the cons outweigh the pros, Jim, to be quite frank. He's already had an amazing career at Penn State. He has left an incredible legacy. I don't know that he can improve his stock very much by winning the bowl game, but he could really negatively affect his stock in the draft, where I suspect he'll be a late first-round pick, maybe early second. I would think that Jahan Dotson would have the same decision or make the same decision as Treylon Burks, the wide receiver from Arkansas. Now, I mean, there's still a ways to go. The game's not till January 1st, but I suppose there would be some value in a guy like Dotson or Ibukiti or whoever not saying anything until that week. Not say anything maybe until December 31st. Make Arkansas think that he's going to play, even if he ultimately doesn't play. You know, Ibukiti's a little bit different just because this is kind of his first year really bursting on the scene. But he's a Senior Bowl guy. I think it'd be in his best interest to get ready for the Senior Bowl. I don't think I would play in this game either if I were him.
That's interesting. Real quickly, would you give Christian Veiu a series or two?
I would do whatever it takes to win the game.
All right, very good. You know that Sean Clifford will be the starter. We'll see how that goes. We've got a couple weeks to continue talking about the bowl game. But next, quarter number three, we're taking your questions, and we're going to ask Ross.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.